Now the action for this station is to lead a formation through as many positions, stationary movements, and marching movements as you know.
Column left, march. Left, 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 right.
Anyone who has been through military basic training or boot camp will immediately remember the staccato call of the drill instructor.
It started out with various shooting tasks, having to zero the M16 rifle, qualifying with the M16 rifle.
What's happening here is a proof of about everything a drill sergeant should know, a title to be earned, and coincidentally, it turns out the Cincinnati area is very well represented.
Once you completed all three phases of my station, I'm going to escort you to a point where someone's going to pick you up for the next station.
Okay.
This is the U.S. Army Drill Sergeant of the Year competition, held June 14th through the 18th at Fort Monroe and Fort Eustis in Virginia.
Once I complete a task, condition, and standard, then I will ask you to execute.
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I show up to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I don't go home until 9 o'clock at night.
Army Staff Sergeant Benjamin Brady is a drill sergeant at Fort Knox, Kentucky, but he was born and raised upstate in Covington.
Growing up in the Covington area, in the Cincinnati area, it was a good time. I was a very active kid. I actually grew up in Latonia, which is just a suburb of Covington in Cincinnati. There were a lot of kids, lots of playgrounds, lots of basketball.
Sergeant Brady, assemble the M16A2 without damaging any parts.
I am in constant contact with these soldiers as they're waking up, as they're eating their breakfast, as they're going through their training events, and before I put them to bed.
He is one of 5 Army active duty trainers and 3 Army reservists, proving their stamina, knowledge, and mettle to be selected the active or reservist Drill Sergeant of the Year for 2010.
Your 30 seconds begins now. Demonstrators, pose!
Being that close to somebody and having shared the stressors and rigors of Army training, you grow close to them like they're your children almost, and it's awesome to watch them grow.
To further illustrate these exercises, I will now lead my demonstrator through 3 repetitions at a slow cadence. The prone row.
The prone row.
Starting position, move.
Your actions today pretty much negotiated the conditioning obstacle course to include the following 9 course obstacles. Lane guide for direction change, climbing rope, balance logs.
The story of me joining the military basically revolves around I was maybe 21, 22 years old. And I was working in the drafting field inside of an office. I was a young kid. It didn't really suit me well working inside of a cubicle. I was an active child and stuff, enjoyed being outdoors and being active. I saw an Army commercial. They got me out of my parents' house, sent me out to the bigger world. It really was just the right answer for me at the time.
You ready?
All right, set, go.
Let's go, brother!
All those difficult tasks the drill sergeant wants the trainee to do have to be mastered by that NCO before he or she gets to become a drill sergeant.
Souvenir from the aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're an inspiration to us.
The closing ceremony on June 18th on the waterfront at Fort Monroe is only a half hour long, but it is quite elaborate, including selections performed by the U.S. Army Band of Training and Doctrine Command and a battery of heavyweight howitzers. The Reserve Army title winner is the only woman to compete this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2010 Drill Sergeant of the Year for the United States Army Reserve Component is Drill Sergeant Melissa C. Solomon of the 108th Training Division.
And about a minute later, the active duty winner is announced.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2010 Drill Sergeant of the Year for the United States Army Active Component is Drill Sergeant Timothy E. Sarvis of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
There is a practical reason for all the effort and pomp to put together the annual Drill Sergeant of the Year competition. The active and reservist title winners will spend a year at Training and Doctrine Command, providing their experience as drill sergeants to continually refine and improve basic training, curriculum, and procedures.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you for your work.
Appreciate it,
sir. Y'all represent all of us very well.
Sergeant Major.
Although disappointed, Staff Sergeant Benjamin Brady is gracious in the reception line.
Thank you, ma'am.
Disappointed?
A little. But so not too much. Not too much, ma'am.
Good competition.
Yes, ma'am.
Good person selected.
I think so, ma'am. Yes, yes.
That's great.
The active Army winner, Staff Sergeant Timothy Sarvis, also has roots in Cincinnati.
I always remember going downtown and playing at the park where they have the pigs on the bridge and all that. I remember my aunt always taking me down there and going to the ball game. I used to love going to the Reds game.
So the place where the Ohio River both separates and welds two communities that have names starting with a C earns an A+. The Cincinnati area can boast it produced 2 out of 8, or a respectable 25%, of the U.S. Army's top drill sergeants in 2010. That's a percentage to be proud of. By the numbers.
Oh, one, two, three, four, five.
Needs work still.
Right step, march.
At the U.S. Army Transportation School, Fort Eustis, Virginia, this is Rick Havernan.